congressional Republicans are trying to eliminate a section of the tax code that prohibits churches and other nonprofit organizations from endorsing or formally opposing political candidates. The bill would allow organizations to comment on political candidates as long as the statement is made in the ordinary course of the organization's regular activities. They will also not be allowed to spend money on making or publicizing the statement. The ban on political activity by charities and churches dates back to 1954, when then-Senator Lyndon B. Johnson introduced an amendment to the IRS code. The ban was implemented by defining 501c3 organizations as those that do not participate or intervene in any political campaign on behalf of, or in opposition to, any candidate for public office. In 2017, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to stop enforcement of the Johnson Amendment. This bill would permanently strike it down. The IRS has enforcement authority of tax-exempt organizations. It has published guidelines on how organizations can stay within the rules while still expressing their beliefs. The rule specifically applies to speech and actions regarding candidates. Churches and nonprofit organizations can still advocate for or against ballot measures and other political issues. The Supreme Court ruled that the ban on political activity is constitutional.